If it's October, it's obviously a month where I would say most people now, hopefully most people, where that it's a month where we focus in on domestic violence. And of course, here locally, we have had an organization that has been focusing in on that for many, 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 many years, Women Support Services. And once again, they do have their event coming up, which is going to be at the White Hart. We're going to welcome in Rebecca Cohen-Willard right now. Rebecca, thanks for joining us right now.
Hi, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's talk a little bit. Once again, what is the exact date for this year's service, Candlelight Service?
Sure. So this year's annual community vigil is going to take place on October 3rd. It begins at 5:30, and past years it's started at 6, so it's a little earlier this year. And it's going to take place at the White Hart in Salisbury.
All right, and during that event, you obviously have speakers, and I know that you've had performers from Hotchkiss and stuff like that. Is it going to be the same thing this year?
Yeah, it's the same thing this year. This year's theme of the vigil, we're going to focus on being an active bystander. So there's a lot of partners from the community that are going to be participating in the event, and we will have the singers, the group Calliope from Hotchkiss, coming back as well.
And we should remind people that it doesn't matter whether you're from Connecticut, you know, the towns that you serve in Connecticut, or if you're listening by nearby adjacent eastern New York, or by nearby southwestern Massachusetts, you just want people to come to be more aware and to enlighten other people.
Yeah, we just want people to come and take a stand to end domestic violence, because it is a problem here in our community, and everybody who's there will make a difference, I'm sure, in some way, shape, or form in our community, and we're just hoping for everybody to come out and participate.
All right, so that is on October 3rd, mm-hmm. which is a Tuesday, at the White Hart in Salisbury, right there on the green. But you have a couple more events also that are coming up this month as well.
Yeah, so we have several events where this October, again, we're going to be offering our volunteer training, and we have an orientation for that on October 11th, which is a Wednesday. If anybody's interested in participating in or to be a volunteer with our organization, they could just call our office, and I'm sure we'll give them the number at the end. And then we have another event called Paint Your Pumpkin Purple, and that's on Saturday, October 14th. It's taking place at Freund's Farm Market and Bakery in East Canaan. And we're just going to be there hanging out and painting pumpkins purple, just and providing the community with our information that we have.
This is such a big month, really, for organizations like yours, but for women, and yes, folks, in the case of sometimes for men who are just involved in a violent situation, in a domestic situation at home, and they have nowhere to turn to. I think what's amazing about what you do in your website, you have instant outs on the website. This is how serious a problem it is. You have an instant exit on the website in case someone is trying to contact you on the web and the abusal spouse comes in. I mean, this is really a serious problem, and I think more and more people see it as being a serious problem up here, not only in the northwest corner of Connecticut, but in all our adjacent areas.
Yes, it definitely is a serious problem. And just for a little tidbit, since last year, there's been 13 people who have lost their lives in the state of Connecticut from domestic violence.
Absolutely unacceptable. But I think what organizations like you at Women Support Services have done, and all throughout the country, to raise awareness to this. There's people talking about this and acting on this now, men and women from the age of teens well into their 60s, 70s, and 80s. So it is a problem. I think that the community as a large, finally, over the years, is trying to combat as a whole.
Yes, absolutely. It's been for years, and it's just an issue that we're going to continue combating for years to come.
So once again, Tuesday, October 3rd at 5:30 at the White Hart in Salisbury. That is the annual community vigil that is taking place. Also, you are looking for volunteers, mm-hmm. and you have your volunteers Wednesday, October 11th, 5:30 to 6:30 at Women Support Service Office.
Yeah.
And that is going on then. And then finally, once again, at Freund's Farm Market, this sounds like a great idea, from noon till 2 on Saturday the 14th, painting a pumpkin Purple for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. If anybody wants more information on this or anything else, of course, 860-364-1080, 860-364-1080, and on the web, WSSDV.org as well.
Yes, and Marshall, like you mentioned earlier, this is a big problem. So if anybody's in a crisis situation, whether it's a family, a friend, or a victim, they our hotline's also available, too, at 860-364-1900.
Rebecca, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you very much.